The Industrial and Labour Court in Accra has adjourned hearing of a preliminary process in the labour suit to Monday, the 2nd of February. The court will take the response of counsel for the labour unions on an application by the Bank of Ghana to strike out the bank as second defendants to the union's counterclaim. The 12 labour unions were hauled to the High Court last year by government over the impasse between it and the Labour Front on the management of the Tier 2 pension scheme. Trial Judge Justice Said Kwekujan again called on counsel and parties to collaborate in ensuring a smooth process for the good of all. We bring you Amasewa Bidiaku's report.
Counsel for the Bank of Ghana, Samuel Kuju, moved the motion to have the writ against the bank set aside. He submitted that the action against the Bank of Ghana does not disclose any reasonable course of action against the bank, adding that the writ against the bank is an abuse of the legal process. Mr. Kuju contended that under the law, the Bank of Ghana, as a depository of the funds set up by the provisions of the Pensions Act, deals with the employer. Arguing for the motion, he said the release of the labor unions is inappropriate in law as they are not entitled to such demands by law. Mr. Kuju indicated that the release sought by the labor unions suggests that the unions are aware that it is the government of Ghana which is expected to pay monthly remittances in respect of members of the labor front into designated bank accounts and not the central bank. He said as a result, the central bank cannot be held responsible for any purported pecuniary losses occasioned to the labor associations when government fails to do its duty. The labor unions, in a writ against the Bank of Ghana and the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, are seeking an order compelling the central bank to disclose the full quantum of remittances by the government of Ghana and interest accrued thereon. They also want a disclosure on relevant expenses made in respect of the second-tier mandatory occupational pension scheme, as well as an order for payment of pecuniary losses occasioned by the central bank. The labor unions contend that the government of Ghana has failed to transfer funds to the designated accounts of the Bank of Ghana and therefore failed in its mandate as managers of the funds. Mr. Kuju called on the court to dismiss the action against the central bank by exercising its inherent jurisdiction, as the writ is totally misconceived.